That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as Ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and the only thing I can say right now is Happy Mother's Day. I got caught in the jaws of the vice. Mercury comes direct out of retrograde, and boy, did it catch me, computer and everything else. But we're here, and we're going on with tonight's wonderful show. We are going to talk about the new moon, upsets, confusion, problems, the truth, and we'll see where we go. We're going to walk you right through the middle of July. So, you know, everybody wants to know what's going on in the government in the United States. And they're saying that we don't have a government at all. And that it's a mystery. So, who is the man behind the curtain? It depends on who you ask. To a group of Muslim wrestlers, it's an uncaring bureaucracy. To some Christian pastors, it's literal demons who they believe are behind Tucker Carlson's firing last month. And to one man, it will soon be a regime of murderous artificial intelligence if we don't act and stop him soon. Hey, where did we leave our ruby red slippers? I'm clicking them real hard. I want to go back. I want to go home. One of the big things that's happening in the second half of May is Jupiter moving into the sign of Taurus on May 16th. Jupiter's cycle is very reliable. It has a two-year cycle and stays in each sign for about a year, and will remain in the sign of Taurus until May of 2024. Look back to 12 years ago, which was 2011-2012. What was happening in your life then? To get an idea of what may be happening in your life now, think back to that time. That's the time I published the workbook, Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, with all the new information about it, in it, about the new chakras and about the divine seal that will be the new healing technique. And now here we are at this time. What's happening to you? The sun, the moon, the ascendant, or natal Jupiter. If you have your sun, if you have those signs in Taurus at this time, it can be a very prosperous time for you. It can bring expansion, a bigger world for you, more success, more recognition. Jupiter in Taurus will put a lot of focus on the earth, nature, land, food, our agricultural process, everything that comes from the land that is tangible. Jupiter is a planet of expansion, but it's also a planet of inflation. Prices will go up. Goods, organic prices of food especially, will go up. There is a kind of spin here, a split, because Uranus is in Taurus until 2026, and the energy goes into different direction. Uranus brings us increased efficiency and engineering with food, whereas the other energy will take us back to the natural, the simple, the traditional, the biodynamic farming. So we have the increased costs of very good food and also our need for very good food, not bioengineering. What would you rather have, the Amish or Monsanto? Think of that. Natural, we're going natural, and the price of land is going to go up as well. Not right this minute, but the price of land is destined to become very valuable. Also, metals, gold, silver, platinum, of course, lithium and uranium will have more value. We can expect to see inflation expand. We will see natural food and things that come from the land, like metals, increase in value. This will lend people to grow their own foods. Search out farmers markets and people's farming alliances. They're going to form groups. I know Texas is a wonderful farming group. Good, strong organizations and new communities for that. Across the world, they are already helping people go back to their local network and communities for natural homemade products. When I was little, my grandmother told me never to sleep in any sheets but for kale. She told me that new sheets, she called them fake sheets, would be coming along, and we do have the microfiber. And she also told me how bad for the skin it would be, that it could cause all kinds of skin problems, and that your body would not be able to breathe. That was back in the 60s, before any of this had come along. Issues with money, inflation, and wealth will come. Jupiter can make matters worse by inflating the problem because it expands. We will see this energy happening in two very opposite ways. A very dominant energy will be in the second half of May. And of course, the strongest part of that will be Jupiter in Taurus squaring Pluto in Aquarius. It's a very tight square, and it will continue into June. Remember June 11th, when the wrecking ball returns as Pluto moves back into Capricorn. It's very tight the last half of May. The C point and the beginning of this energy is where it starts at this new moon. It's always a conjunction, and we're having a conjunction right at the new moon, the 19th. When was the last time Jupiter and Pluto were conjunct? In March of 2020, during the COVID lockdown, which could bring us another lockdown, perhaps a government shutdown. Jupiter is a planet of power, governmental power. Jupiter was in Capricorn at that time, and Jupiter expands whatever energy is in, for good or for ill. Also, in 2020, on March 22nd, Saturn moved into Aquarius. Aquarius represents freedom, and Saturn restricts it. Hence, worldwide lockdowns about COVID. Now we have a very important square of Jupiter to Pluto. The energies are asking us to evaluate how that's worked out. Was it for our own good? Did it help anyone to have the lockdowns? This is a big reevaluation point. This energy will operate on several levels, economic, financial. When one sees Jupiter and Pluto square in an individual chart, it's known as the millionaire's signature, because it can bring the potential for great wealth for the individual, resourcefulness, and super expands the power of Pluto. However, Pluto is a planet that's also linked to debt, default, deficits, taxes, eighth house stuff. My Pluto, my birth chart, Pluto, is in the eighth house in Leo of my chart, which is very, very rare, along with my Chiron. Both of them are in Leo in the eighth house. So Jupiter is going to be expanding this part for me. Many countries are in a volatile situation financially at this point. And the last time Jupiter was in Taurus, there was a major crisis around the U.S. debt ceiling. And we're having that right now, right this minute through June. They actually had to pass a new law then, the Budget Control Act of August 2nd, 2011. Surprise! The Budget Control Act is a federal statute passed by Congress and signed into law by President Barack Obama on August 2nd, 2011. This was the last time Jupiter was in Taurus. And now we have a major problem approaching again in the USA on June 1st. While this energy is flowing, expanding the potential for debt, deficits, default, and taxes, it will be very interesting to see how this plays out. But I feel that we're going to have a time of shutdown. On the other hand, I'm telling you that things will be challenging at the government level, at the national level, but equally for many people. And some will become very abundant, particularly if they are in service to others and working from the heart. And also, if you are lucky enough to have any gold and silver, that will be beneficial to you. Now, I don't know anything about cryptocurrencies, so I couldn't put that in here. The second part of this energy is attached to Scorpio energies. Pluto rules Scorpio and the eighth house, bringing in deeply hidden secrets, repressed, hidden, deep down, long-standing secrets, especially in the government, corporations, and top-down structures, things that they never wanted you to find out. Right now, Pluto is in Aquarius and will back up into Capricorn on June 11th. What Jupiter does is it puts everything under a magnifying glass. It blows all of this up. It expands. It brings up the cover-up. It brings everything out into the open. It uncovers corruption. It uncovers lack of integrity. It forces accountability. And it's linked to the sign that it's moving through. Please realize that I'm trying to explain all of this the best I can. It's just very, very complicated, overwhelming, and exciting. Now, Aquarius is a sign linked to science. Fauci. We'll see what's happening with him and what secrets come out. It's also linked to technology. Twitter, Facebook, communication. We'll see what happens to that and what truth comes out. A lot of it already has. As we put all this together, it promises to be a very interesting period of time. And this is all following the lunar eclipse that we had on May 5th in Scorpio, which was also about secrets coming to the light in a bigger way. So, with this very powerful energy coming in from Jupiter and Pluto, I think there could be a major blow-up. Beginning on Friday, May 19th, on the new moon in Taurus. These are issues that many of us may not have been fully aware of at this time. And that's a part of my service. That's a part of what I'm doing and why I'm doing these shows. Showing you the astrology, which I feel never lies. All of this promises to test our beliefs, Jupiter, and our values, Taurus. The potential for fast-moving dynamic change is enormous here. I'm going to take a time out and we'll listen to the weekly cosmic tip, and then I'll go on for a while. We have a lot of time tonight, and we're definitely going to run over. I'm so sorry that I was delayed. But now let's hear our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with VBS Radio on Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report, May 15th through May 25th, 2023. If things seem difficult this week, hang in there. The energies will turn around next week. The rare aspect of Jupiter entering Taurus and then squaring Pluto in Aquarius is full of tension and stubbornness. Others will not be in the mood for compromise, lending, and this could create some standoffs. On Monday, May 15th, Mercury ends its retrograde phase, and Mars in Cancer trines Neptune in Pisces. Things may now begin to flow without any action on your part. Tuesday, May 16th, marks the year-long entrance of Jupiter into Taurus. If you're willing to open up your belief system to expansive new possibilities in the coming year and put substantial effort into your goals and dreams, then this will be the energy of manifestation. The flip side is to be lazy and overindulgent in sensual pleasures. As the Buddha says, take everything in moderation. Make sure you keep a firm grip on everything in the following days, because with Jupiter's entry into Taurus, things will become more concrete, and some things could develop into unforeseen magnitude with a surprising and unexpected momentum of their own, for good or for ill. Refrain from risky gambles unless you're prepared to face the consequences of your actions, and you will have to face them. Thursday, May 18th has good dream potential in the early hours before sunrise in the USA time zones. The life-giving sun harmonizes with dream and intuition planet Neptune. It's also good for meditation or spiritual practice. 2 days after entering Taurus, Jupiter squares Pluto in Aquarius, followed by the new moon in Taurus. Friday, May 19th brings the new moon at 29 degrees Taurus. This can be very explosive, unsettling, and dynamic energy. This sets up a very challenging pattern with aggressive Mars opposite death and rebirth Pluto, and both planets make a challenging square to Jupiter and the destiny nodes. This energy could lead to a possible assassination of a world leader. Let's hope not. If you're feeling pulled in multiple directions, then you are in the right place. Not that it's at all comfortable. On the lower levels, I would not be walking on the bad side of town after midnight. On a higher level, it's time to let go of actions and ambitions that no longer serve you, while opening to higher ideals that are going to take some time and effort to manifest. Mars moves into Leo on Saturday, May 20th until July 10th and continues to challenge the let go and let God Pluto energies from yesterday's new moon. Leo likes to have fun, so open your heart to your creativity. Your actions have more power when your heart is engaged. Plus, Mars opposite Pluto in Aquarius wants you to create win-win environments. Mars enters Leo on May 20th and then squares Jupiter on the 23rd and the north node of the moon on the 25th. That's going to be quite an exciting and eventful time. Sunday, May 21st, brings a high-energy morning with the life force sun making harmony to stand in your power, Pluto. Talk to your family and friends or run short errands. The sun also makes a minor harmony to Mars. Time to exercise, do yoga, or get physical. But don't overextend yourself. As Mars makes a challenge to Jupiter, who loves to expand, and you could tend to overdo everything. Now, it's all about personal power, asserting it and creating hard facts. We could witness courageous and alert actions on the one hand, and foolish deeds with poor decisions and unpleasant consequences on the other hand. At last, it becomes clear as to who the real heroes are and who just has that big mouth. The sun also forms an aspect to Pluto directly after entering Gemini on Sunday, May 21st. The harmonious trine of air can be viewed positively during this time. Some things now at the end of the week will succeed with a certain ease, and there is a willingness to at last communicate. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back. And we're talking about the rest of May, and we're going into June and July. Now, Mars is Leo, May 21st. It moves into Leo right after the new moon. And that involves real estate, anger, war, protection. It also rules guns and ammunition. Mars is energy. And what we will find is that the energy in the world comes, it's going to slow down a little bit. Slow down the period with real estate and housing sales through the summer. The prices of sales and rentals will have to go down. But the mortgage loan interest rates will go up. That's the problem. We had this energy back in 2008, and for a lot of people, it was a great opportunity to buy real estate, especially if you buy with cash. This will be happening globally. Besides ruling real estate, Mars rules violence, guns, and weapons. With so much pressure in the energies, people don't know how to express their anger. It all comes out in the wrong way. This creates more problems with violence because during this enormous time of change, people will become angrier. Anger about the economy. Anger about so many fast changes. Anger about the people pouring in at the border of Texas and Arizona and California. It seems like we're always going through some kind of change, some kind of inconvenience or disturbance ever since we came into the terrible 20s. It's frustrating. Mars and Leo equates to volatile frustration. Also, severe heat waves that you can expect too. Well, I've talked about weather changes, and we'll have a lot of weather changes along with all these other inconveniences. When you can't express an emotion that is as strong and as powerful as anger, what do we do? What do we have facing us? Frustration. Desperate people do desperate things. Please remember that. In the USHR, Mars begins in the eighth house, along with the other planets I have previously mentioned. So we are dealing with government money, big money, other people's money. I know you want me to talk about that. I've got a lot of information for you tonight. Mars going through the eighth house at this time is going to stir up a lot of things concerning big money. Now, when I say Mars going through the eighth house, it's the USA chart, and it's also the world chart. So it's not for other countries individually. I just want you to know that. Again, the eighth house is ruled by Scorpio and will be digging up big scandals. Boy, are they coming. Concerning big money, secrets, scandals, things we don't know about, things we're going to find hard to believe, things we will try to deny, but it'll be true anyway. Mars will unveil all of this hidden matter, along with corruption, dealing with finances and money. This will happen. This is happening. This has already happened. For example, watch and see how frustrations and anger will be focused on the economy in the next few months because of how it's all been handled. Oh boy. Yes, there has been corruption and unfairness. Yes, there has been too much spending and for many, many wrong reasons. Yes, the debt ceiling is about to come into play for the USA. Corruption, overspending, high crime, underhanded secrets. There are a lot of things that have happened concerning all this, and a lot of things that are not being told to you. Now, yes, we have secret papers and things that have to be careful, but things that aren't being told to you are things that should be told to you. They're not top secret information. We run this country, not one person. And the public, the Americans, should be told what's going on. And they're not. Mars can also rule protection. After May 16th, we will notice some of this energy, nurturing and protection, may become threatened, especially when we look at the border situation at this time. Our milk, our nourishment will become threatened. There will be a heaviness about food supplies for the extra 3 million or so people miles that we have to feed. There will be heaviness about our cash going out the door. What is all this spending about? What can we expect in the next 6 months to a year financially? There's going to be a lot of issues that simply will have to be faced, handled, and changed. I don't know if you know what's happening in New York, but what they're doing is they're taking the veterans out of the beds that they've been assigned to for healing and health, and they're putting them in the street, and they're bringing in the outsiders. They're bringing in the people that are coming over the border. To me, that's a sin. I don't know about you. I hope that if I say this, somebody will hear it and do something. From May 16th to June 8th, the talks will center around the question, are we in a world war? My answer is, hey, we're already in it. It's not going to be a war of open battle. It's not going to be like World War II. Explosions, bombs. This is a cyber war we're in, as well as an artificial intelligence war. It's gathering information, hacking into computers, taking away power from another country. There isn't a more opportune time than now, where all the planets are, because there is a deep, deep need for protection, for security systems. So strengthen those firewalls and protect yourself. That's the important thing. Everyone should know by now that none of us have any privacy. None. The world has become an open book. If you're on a cell phone, they know where you are. You can be tracked from anywhere. Basically, it's because they want to know what products you sell. When are you on social media? How many things pop up that you searched just a little while ago, or maybe that you just purchased? There's going to be a whole array. The government has tabs on you. They know where you are. Everyone carries their cell phones or smartwatch, so the government can tap into everyone, everywhere. There's no such thing as privacy anymore. In 2023-24, we will discover just how vulnerable we are and just how much everything is being watched. Why do you think they are handing out new cell phones at the border to all the people coming in? It isn't because they want to give something nice away. It's to track them all. It can be scary knowing that everyone is being watched. I kind of want to know why. Who would want to know anything about me? It would be very boring. But they do. This Mars transit will bring up the information about just how much there's been tabs on everyone around the world. It's a part of how countries determine the worth of other countries and sometimes where to bomb areas. So you know how they figure out the worth of a country? They find your living situation, what neighborhood you're in, how much money the people in the neighborhood altogether can make for little or a lot. And that's how they determine the wealth of a country. It's really crazy. When they said money makes the world go round, they sure were right. Starting just before June 11th, like around June 8th, Mars subtly changes energies a bit. This can be good for a businessman because it makes your poison good, like a snake. When we use the venom for healing, the snake is a part of healing. And it is. It winds around the medical staff. That's their logo. Use poison to heal, like penicillin and chemotherapy. You've got to be careful here, because although we find that toxins can heal, there's also a snake in the grass. And that's the undermining thing. Sneaky and corrupt. So you have to be careful and on guard until Mars moves into Virgo on July 11th. So this sneaky, snaky time is going to be from June 8th to July 11th. So from June 8th through July 11th, we have to be especially careful of any snakes in our life. Hidden matters, lies, deceits, poison, finances, your personal money. Watch how Mars causes change during this time. How both the real estate markets and the banking change. This can be an advantage to some and a disadvantage to others. Also, watch that stock market. Now, the new moon begins in Taurus on May 19th. Before I tell you about that, we are going to have the half-hour break, even though we're off time. This is Elizabeth Joyce. Keep listening. I have a lot more to tell you. And we'll be back after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
I played that song on purpose tonight. Let the sun shine in. You've got the feeling. So when you're going through the bad times and you start to get into fear, put that on, the fifth dimension, an Aquarius, really loud, and get into the joy, because that's a great song, and it's full of joy. So we're at the new moon in Taurus on Friday, May 19th. At the new moon, we have five planets in Taurus affecting, and it's massive energy, huge energy. It's going to affect your food, your money. It's a great time to start something new. So where does your sun and moon in Taurus, they're at 27 and 25 degrees, where does that fall in your chart? Do you know? It affects Earth, nature, currencies, banking, wealth. Taurus likes to keep things steady, building for a long term. If there are any issues on the subjects I just mentioned, Jupiter can blow them up and expand them and bring them into sharp focus. We may want to turn to nature for our stability during this time. It's a great place to go. Everything natural. Walking barefoot in the grass. Now we have summer in the Northern Hemisphere, and walking barefoot in the grass is very good for your body and your blood system. So why don't you go outside, Max, and mow your lawn in your bare feet? All of you can do that. If you want to know more about this, there's a website called groundology.com. Groundology. To find out more about earthing, getting one with the earth, sucking up all the healing ions that the earth has to offer. Go check it out. Okay, there's so much going on in the sky right now. Let's go step by step or planet by planet. Saturn, which always wants to build for the long term and be permanent. It also wants you to let go of anything that's in your way, anything that holds you back. Mercury, which is sextile, building to the long term. And we have some help coming in from Uranus, which is brilliant. New ideas, innovations, originality. To take your ideas and do them differently in some way. You know, I'm doing my garden differently this year. I can't go out into the garden because of what happened in Florida. And while we're here, I do want to ask everybody listening to pray for my healing. Because I did have a very mini stroke that affected my language area, and I'm working very hard to bring it back to normal. But I would love to have your prayers, because I know at this time I will feel the energy, and I would be honored if you could pray for my healing. So I did a new book in 2011. I did The Spiritual Chakras and Divine Seals. They're very powerful. You know, you hear about the 144,000. Everybody has that all mixed up. Because the truth is, when you mix the new spiritual chakras with the seven physical chakras, there are 144,000 petals. That's the 144,000 that they refer to in the Bible. You will be recognized by the light on your forehead and the 144,000. I know this, and I have the book. You can get it. It's on Amazon.com. It's free. It's free to read, but you have to, of course, buy it from Amazon. But it's wonderful, wonderful energy.
This may be another time when we see some kind of new steps towards some kind of digital currency. And remember that Aquarius energy is moving towards decentralization, not centralization. Over the next 2 years, Pluto is moving out of Capricorn, centralization, top-down rule, and moving towards decentralization with Uranus and Aquarius, communities, free thinking, and working together. That's literally what I see coming here. Let's get back to the other energies with New Moon. It's fascinating and a bit complicated, or perhaps rather detailed. There is a grand cross or a fixed Taurus square. It's a huge square. It's very thick. This is one of the most powerful configurations we can have in astrology. This square is in fixed sign, and Mars is about to enter Leo, which is a fixed sign, on May 21st. If you have a grand cross in fixed signs in your birth chart, you are incredibly determined, tenacious, see things through to the end, but there isn't much flexibility, and that's called stubbornness. These people can be very, very stubborn and stuck in their ways. I have a grand cross in my chart, but it's in mutable signs. It's in Virgo, Pisces, Sagittarius, and Gemini. But this one that we're having this week through the middle of June is in fixed signs, Scorpio, Taurus, Leo, and Aquarius. What this can suggest on a collective level is some kind of intractable situation, not easily manageable, but has to be controlled, is very difficult, obstinate people. And some people have certain views about a certain situation, and another group of people have a totally different view. And this can cause a locking of horns on a non-movable, impossible situation. As the truth come out and you have to shift your belief system, it might be difficult for many, many people to do that. Don't allow yourself to get locked horns. Breathe and think things through, let it flow, and see if you can have relief. And this energy will be relieved by the beautiful trine between Pluto and the new moon. Pluto is at 29 degrees Capricorn, and the new moon is at 27 degrees Taurus, something that is fundamentally different. But that's the beginning. It's a new beginning. It's Aquarian, and it's fundamentally different. It's not cement. It's more like funny putty. This has to do with community, collaboration, grassroots up, people coming together. All of this energy is linked to the earth and nature. I see this very much as a signature for the new earth with all this Taurus energy. However, there's a gridlock that will be very strongly felt, along with frustration, our old friend. You know that this is a boiling, dynamic situation. And it's getting worse. And a lot of people are being affected, not thousands, millions. So, how do we break out of this box? How do we get out of this grand cross? This can also bring about the locking of horns, a division and separation in society. People will see things from very, very different points of view. As I first mentioned in the first half of tonight's program, a part of the grand cross is Jupiter square to Pluto. Both are at 0 degrees of fixed signs. This becomes exact on May 17th. That's this week, just before the new moon. Then we have Mars coming into square Jupiter on the 22nd. And then Mars moves again to square the nodal axis on May 26th. What a month. This is just boom, 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 boom. Really, from the midpoint of May through the end of the month, it's going to be an incredibly dynamic, fast-moving, eventful time with lots of secrets spilling out, along with some strong energies with belief systems and values as a result of this powerful energy. Also, Mars square to Jupiter, which is actual fighting for our beliefs. There's a crusade element to this energy, going off into the crusades, fighting for your beliefs, fighting for what you stand for. It's going to get hot, everybody. Pluto is in the long-term square to the nodal axis, and that's going to continue through November. But it's strongest through mid-July, when the cryptocurrencies are supposed to surface. In July, there is a shift with the nodes as they move from Taurus Scorpio into Aries Libra. There's a massive choice point here for everyone. I hope you're listening. I hope you're taking notes. Remember, we're recorded, and you can play this tomorrow and the next day to hear it again for the information. Please listen to me. This is very important. Which way are we going to go? Will we stay with the old world, the top down, the bossing around, the lockdown? Or are we going to move ahead into the new freedom, freedom of choice, freedom of movement, freedom to walk around barefoot in the grass? So many of the current astrological energies have that kind of dynamic split, that fork in the road, that kind of choice setup, because Pluto is still moving back and forth between Aquarius and Capricorn. He's back in Capricorn June 11th until next January 2024. Then he moves back into Aquarius until September. And in September of 2024, he's going to go into Capricorn again, all during the election time in the United States, until November of 2024. When it will move finally into Aquarius for the next 20 years. So we are wallowing against the old world and the new. Top-down power versus community power. I'm not endorsing anything here. I'm just explaining to you the astrology breakdown. Ultimately, we will move into unity consciousness, especially as the technology moves along to support it. However, we're not there yet. Unity consciousness is what we all want. But without all the crazies, without all that woke stuff and all these things that are just harmful to us, harmful to our mind, and harmful to order and regularity. It's important to remember that we are making choices, and no one is forcing you to take either road. It's your individual choice. It's a frequency choice. There's no judgment here. Ultimately, we all will have our own ability to make choices because it's an internal choice. It's an internal choice with your angels, with your guides, and with your spiritual know-how. It's a choice of frequency. A beautiful aspect we have is Jupiter conjunct the North Node, which creates an expansive future vision for the collective. The North Node is our future collective destiny. How are we all going to live together? It's an expansive future, and it becomes exact on June 1st, 2023. That's the first conjunction of it when you'll feel it. Another wonderful part of this new earth coming in is the Grand Cross bringing us fertile earth. We need that. New earth. New fertilizer. No matter how it will be created, new earth can be created by volcanic ash, mudslides, torrential rains, tsunamis, the washing away the old and creating the new. Another important thing to say is, some of us are thinking about going our own way in terms of following the community, following the Aquarian energy, following grassroots groups in collaboration, the way of the peaceful warrior, finding your bliss through simplicity, through going your own way, to individual enlightenment and joy. Taurus is about the simple, bringing it back to nature, bringing it back to natural food production, and back to having your feet on the ground. Simple. Simple. Nothing complicated. Nothing synthetic. Nothing artificial. No Monsanto in my food. Back to the fundamentals of life. Another thing to say about this new moon in Taurus is to observe for the next few months is when we think about things blowing up, things that have previously been hidden or repressed, facts, rumors that become truth, and anything else that's coming into the light, we are going to have the North Node move into Aries. It's actually going to shift into Aries on July 15th. And even in June, the energy will be felt. Through September and October, Aries will bring feisty street fighting, the truth teller. And this energy is not going to go quietly. The energy will demand justice, equality. Everybody needs to be heard in whatever situation that's emerging. What is blowing up for you right now? And what is blowing up worldwide? Another thing to say is, although we have this wonderful energy of simplicity and groundlessness with Taurus energy, bringing us back to what is important, never mind the hubbub, the noise, the third dimension stuckness, or the fifth dimension artificial intelligence. Nightly news and what is happening on the stock market. It will bring us back to our feet in the grass. Is that the sun moon, the new moon? Isn't it in a great part of the heavens right now? It has an energy also. It has a low frequency energy. I've talked to you about the high frequency energy. Now I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the low frequency energy. This energy is about the beheading of Medusa. It's linked to the theme of decapitation. People losing their heads or losing their minds. It could well be people feeling overwhelmed. I'm sure some mental illness will appear as we move forward. For example, what's happening with the New York vets and immigrants, and I'm sure it's happening in other places as well. And we have great compassion for that. It's also going to create leaders being taken out of power. Leaders losing their position as heads of state. That's something else we'll be watching as well.
I know there's three that are going to be leaving in one way or another before the end of the year. So we are going to have some major changes as the wrecking ball comes in and clears away the falseness, treason, and deceits. I also took a look at the New York Stock Exchange on the 17th of May, 1792. That's when the New York Stock Exchange opened. What is interesting here is that our new moon now in 2023 is at 28 degrees, 25 minutes of Taurus, and it's just 7 minutes away from where the midheaven was on the New York Stock Exchange birth chart. That's in the 10th house, and that's your reputation. From August through October of this year, there could be more volatility, more stability into the world stock market, not just the U.S. stock market, the world stock market, because they tend to all be connected. I find this very interesting because a huge part of this earth coming is some kind of a new financial system. I think we all know that. I've been talking about it since 2017. Now, I don't know yet what kind of form it will take. I'm not a financial expert. I'm an astrologer and a psychic. But it doesn't have to be with loss or pain. So let's just observe and watch and see how it all plays out. I want to remind you that we are all a part of how this all unfolds. It's not ready to do so yet. It has not been formed in the ethers or energetically as yet. But we are all a part of it. Nothing is fated. Nothing is predetermined. It's like a blank sheet of music or the modeling clay, and we have to mold it or put in the notes. Let's all of us get out of this sense of fatedness and victimization and step into our empowerment. Think right, no crooked thinking, no greed or confusion. This is a very dynamic situation that we can change together. Here's a new affirmation for you. How can I mold this energy into the most beautiful and abundant future that I can possibly manifest? How can I mold this energy into the most beautiful and abundant future that I can possibly manifest? If we all begin this affirmation together tonight, we will have a very different world in a very short period of time. So let's all do it with me right now. How can I mold this energy into the most beautiful and abundant future that I can possibly manifest? Now I have another piece of his affirmation. I welcome into my life an expanded consciousness of love. You're really going to need this when some of this truth comes out. So let's everybody do it together. I welcome into my life an expanded consciousness of love. This will open your heart. Allow the mantra. Allow the affirmation to follow through your vein. It's going to flow like water. If you're out walking or you're planting in your spring garden, you can repeat that sentence to yourself. How can I mold this energy into the most beautiful and abundant future that I can possibly manifest? I welcome into my life an expanded consciousness of love. And as you're beginning to manifest your new road, your new life, try beginning your sentence with, I love it when. I'm always saying, I love it when that happens. Keep your thoughts in the moment.
when something actually happens or just happened. But don't jump ahead. I love it when that happens. I love it when I'm driving and the flow through the traffic easily and clearly. I love it when I hug my dog. I love it when my cats join me on the bed. That's for Elise. I love it when I have dinner with my friends. Let's start a hashtag gratitude group or an I love it when group. We can do hashtags. Wouldn't that be fun? As you do this repetitively, it will stick in your brain and it will switch you up to a higher level of vibration. It brings you out of the overwhelm of this is hopeless. It'll never be any different. It's just another day. We need this at the very end of May as we go into June, because Mars starts to move very quickly. It's going to break up one corner of that fixed grand time. It's going to bring in the wrecking ball. Just watch as we begin to see movement happening in a direction. Let's put a positive energy into that new direction. It starts to move very quickly at the very end of May into June. We are at the end of the show. If this is all too much for you, I'm trying to explain everything piece by piece. As we move along, you may begin to feel stuck and overwhelmed. Don't forget your affirmation. And remember to do the meditation that we're about to do. Just drop down, take a deep breath, and drop into your heart. Ask for healing for yourself. Just as I have asked you to send prayers my way, send a little joy my way, send a little prayer my way. Thank you for listening. I'll be back next week with a lot more detailed news. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're going into the meditation and to Richard. And the song we're going to hear is What the World Needs Now by Dionne Warwick. See you next week. Good night.
There's just too little of what the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb. Enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just to love. What the world but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Oh, listen, Lord, if you want to know.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position. Legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in. Breath out. Breath in. Breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace. And feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God Center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up.
And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.
you take me to my dreams tonight? Will you carry me on your beams tonight?